Storytelling can be innovative and it can be heartwarming, like the theatre piece, The Smallest Stage, and which explores the love and connection between parent and child. Part of the Perth Festival, this work explores Manjimup writer Kim Crotty's experience in prison and his endeavours to stay connected to his two boys by creating a unique, short stories and illustrations. Hello, Kim.
Hi. Hi, Maxie. Thanks for having me on the show.
And to transport us to The Smallest Stage, Kim Crotty, you're the writer, lead artist and co-creator. So before we get to the actual stories you developed in prison, you already had a passion for the arts. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Career? It seems like a lifetime ago now. I was a musician and a singer and songwriter. I used to perform here in Western Australia with my brother's band. And then when I moved to London, I worked a great deal in music and rock and roll, sort of just as stage crew and as a stage technician before getting into theatre. And when I started working in theatre, I really felt like I'd found my home. I'd collected a lot of sort of different skills and experiences that didn't add up to much anywhere else. But backstage in a theatre, it all seemed to make sense.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. So what led you to the change in career and your subsequent sentence that you had? So you had a little bit of a loophole in there. What happened there?
Well, I mean, I'd worked in theatres in the UK for about 5 or 6 years at the time. But then, you know, I was married and my wife and I had two kids, but you know, we had some problems in our relationship, and then my wife and I separated and she moved to Bristol. We were living in Salisbury. She moved to Bristol with the two boys, and I was devastated. I spent a lot of time travelling to keep in contact with my boys and maintain my relationship, eventually quitting my job. And I happened across an idea that I thought was going to be a fantastic solution to all of our problems, which was commercial cannabis production. You know, so I rented a house from a person I knew that was just four streets away from where my wife and my two sons were living at the time. And it was fantastic for about 6 months. You know, I'd never had such freedom, you know, financial freedom, freedom of time. I could, you know, write my own schedule and take care of everything that I love to do. And it was great while it lasted.
And so from that, you had a prison sentence. And why did you choose writing as the main way to keep in touch with your children?
Because it's really isolating. You know, you're cut off from the outside world, obviously.
Yeah.
But particularly for young children, you know, your small kids are terrible on the phone. They can't read and write their own letters. And I was really frustrated by these means of communication. And then when the kids came into prison to visit me, they were so terrified. It was just awful.
Yeah.
And I felt like that there was, you know, that these were the only avenues of connection that were available to me, and they were all heartbreakingly ineffective. So I tried to get a bit creative, and, you know, I'd never written children's stories before, but I used to read to my kids every night. So that's where it came from.
Inspired you, yeah, yeah. So we're talking to writer Kim Crotty, and he's my guest here on Artbeat. So you were a prolific writer in prison, writing, was it 47 stories? What kind of therapy was this for you? Was it a kind of therapy?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, at the time I imagined it that I was doing this purely for my boys, you know, just... But the truth is that I was doing it as much for myself as well, because it was an opportunity to just be with them again. So, you know, everybody tries to keep themselves busy in jail. And so I did that by writing. I wrote a lot of letters. I wrote a lot of short stories. And I wrote to my kids. So I would produce two stories every week, writing during the week and illustrating on the weekends. And then Monday morning I would post two stories out for them.
That'd be so lovely for your kids to receive those stories.
Well, initially I thought I'd just write one or two, but they just loved them so much that they insisted on more. And so it was really difficult to do this, to maintain this for the time that I was in prison. But it was so worth it because it worked, you know. I was desperate to maintain my relationship with my kids, and this was the, I thought I'd try this, and it worked really well.
So, Kim, you did a complete turnaround and returned to theatre, and your stories have formed the backbone for the smaller stage in which you are the writer, lead artist and co-creator. Can you summarise the techniques and the story for this production? What makes it so unique?
Because it's not just one story and told in one way to one particular kind of audience. We made it really difficult for ourselves. We decided that we would tell a story for both adult and children audiences together at the same time without censoring content for the kids or condescending to anybody.
Yes.
Dealing with adult concepts and the realities of life in an age-appropriate way. But also, you know, the joy in this production is that there are so many different storytelling languages. So there's the traditional theatre piece where there's the actor on stage delivering a really powerful performance. But there's also overhead cameras. There's live drawing, puppetry, animation, object theatre. But the really important one, the one that makes it truly innovative, is the audience participation. So you can buy interactive tickets. So the front row of the audience is involved in the show and becomes another language of storytelling and interacts with the actor on stage. So it's really quite special. I'm very proud of what the rest of the team have brought to this work to make it so good.
It's such an immersive, interactive, multidisciplinary experience, isn't it?
It really is. And it's just like a rapid-fire series of, sometimes they're really beautiful, childish little kid stories, and then there's sort of poignant insights into what it is to be a human being that got something very wrong and now has to deal with it. It's kind of difficult to explain. I think it warrants multiple viewings. My mum, for example, has been to see every show.
Good on you, mum.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I'm excited to see the show. All the best also with your English literature and creative writing studies, which is awesome.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. So, Kim Crotty's The Small Stage is on from 23rd to 27th February at the Studio Underground in the city. There is also an interactive session, so go to the Perth website for more information. Thanks, Kim.
Oh, thanks very much, Maxine. Cheers.